looking at the trees lately and have been just in awe at how many shades of green God has made. All green and all leaves on the trees and the shrubs, but all very different in their shapes and sizes and all very different in their shades of green. And this got me to thinking how God made us. In his image, yet all different, made for the same purpose, to follow him, to glorify him, to shine his light on earth wherever we go. Yet we're all different in the way that we do that. And we all learn differently. We all have the same Jesus as the greatest example to follow and learn from. And we see from looking at his ministry here on earth that he did loads of things. He performed miracles. He fed thousands, rose people from the dead. The lame walked, the blind received sight. He taught in synagogues, people's houses and in fields. He ministers to individuals and to crowds. And they're just a few of the examples of Jesus' ministry that we can learn from, bring into our own lives. So we've read this week how Jesus spoke in parables to people. And that, you know, the parables would have resonated with these people. They were stories that meant people had to search further for the meaning. Stories that had a deeper spiritual meaning behind them. Jesus came sharing God's word. We often hear him quoted from the Old Testament. But he's also bringing stories showing what God's kingdom is like and how to follow God more closely. Jesus was telling the parables, I believe, to encourage people to think, to ask questions, to open their minds, to search and grow closer to God. But he was also fulfilling prophecy, as we read in Matthew 13:34. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So it was fulfilling what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Now, I believe today God still has things hidden for us to find. As we read his word, as we meditate on it, there's always more to be revealed if we're open to listening. Often when I'm struggling or think I can't do something, God reminds me of a story or he reminds me of something from the Bible that encourages me and gives me the answer to what I'm searching for and helps me along my journey of following Jesus. We read this week from Luke 8 and the parable of the sower. I don't want to focus on the actual parable because I'm sure we all know the parable. If not, go to Luke 8 and read it. But I want to focus on what Jesus says after he says the parable from verse 8 where it says as he said these things he would call out, whoever has ears let him hear. And that's from the NIV, but I like the Passion version. It reads like this: Jesus added, shouting to all who would hear, listen with your heart and you will understand. And then it goes on to say, later his disciples came to him privately to ask him what deeper meaning they could find in the parables. And he said, you've been given a teachable heart to perceive the secret hidden mysteries of God's kingdom realm. But to those without a listening heart, my words are merely stories. Even though they have eyes, they are blind to the true meaning of what I say. Even though they listen, they won't receive full revelation. Now he's talking to the disciples. Who are we today? We are his disciples here on earth today. When God made us, he made us different to all other living creatures. He made us for relationship and breathed his own breath into us. Genesis 2:7 tells us, God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. He made us in his image, Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. A God is a creative God. A God who gave us the ability to think for ourselves, to make decisions, evaluate and mature in our relationship with him. So when Jesus said, listen to with all your heart, you will understand, he's still talking to us today. As we read the Bible, search the scriptures, We still need that teachable heart to open up, to open up to what we read, to question. We still need the teachable heart to be open to what we read, to question and to learn more. As a new Christian, it's really great just to read the Bible, get to know the order of the Bible is always an interesting thing as a new Christian, but get to know and read all the parables and just remember these stories you were most really told, as I was when we were children. But I know for me, I remember that excitement of actually wanting to read the Bible, not just feeling I had to read the Bible, but turning and finding that I found the story of Jonah and the whale. And I was so excited because I knew where it was in the Bible and I remembered that I'd been taught it as a child. But I'd never, ever had grown up reading the Bible. So to actually know these stories were in the Bible, there was a new revelation about that. But I think if we really want to go deeper and mature in our walk with God, we got to be prepared to find out what the scriptures mean. It's brilliant to read them, to know them, but I just think we need to be prepared to go deeper in our knowledge with them. So we need to find the secret hidden mysteries that are written in the word. We have to be prepared to search with our open, teachable heart. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity." Now in this passage, God's talking to the Israelites that have been exiled. But really, I believe that if we're choosing not to come with that teachable heart, then we're exiling ourselves from God. And really, I don't want to exile myself from God. I want to know him more and more. So we mustn't keep ourselves captive. We have to have that teachable heart and go and find him and see what these mysteries are that he's showing us. So when I first became a Christian, I don't feel that I really had that teachable heart. I definitely didn't enjoy learning or feel any need to expand my knowledge. That was part of my background and part of my life, my life's experiences up to that point. But as I opened my heart to Jesus, I found that he brought such an eagerness to learn more. And I just wanted and needed to know more, especially about him. Proverbs 4 from the NIV is entitled, "Get Wisdom at Any Cost." I'm going to read from verses 4 and 5. "Then he taught me and he said to me, 'Take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them.'" Part of not keeping ourselves captive and moving into a closer relationship with God is finding out more about him, letting Holy Spirit work on us and in us, being wise to what we learn and how we learn it. Verse 4 said, "Take hold of my words with all your heart, keep my commandments and you will live." How can we live that bountiful life that God is offering if we don't know his commands and his words? We've got a great platform at the moment in the form of our Friday night Bible study, where we can learn from others, where we can gain more understanding and discuss the Bible together, where we can deepen our knowledge and learn his word and take it into our daily lives. So if you're not already coming along, I encourage you to come and join us on Friday night. And just, you don't need to know anything. You just come with an open heart. You'd be most welcome. Now, did you notice earlier I said, as I opened my heart, I found an eagerness to learn. And I think that this is a key element to our growth and learning. A softening of our heart that is willing to be led by Holy Spirit and an eagerness to find out more about Jesus. Then as we follow Jesus' teaching, we can become more like him. So I pray that we all have that teachable heart that allows God to reveal himself more and more to us. Now, going back to the parables, Jesus was giving the people a chance to understand, a choice whether to search for a meaning or just think it's a lovely story. And we still got that choice today, to open our hearts a little wider and let him in or not. It's still a choice. Now, I want to focus on what Jesus said around the parables So I'm going to look now in Luke 6, 14, 6 to 49, about the wise and foolish man. Again, from the Passion Version. And Jesus says, what good does it do if you say that I am Lord and Master, and you don't put into practice what I teach you? Let me describe, and then goes on to say, let me describe the one who truly follows me and does what I say. He is like a man who chooses the right place to build his house and lays a deep and secure foundation. When the storms and floods rage against the house, it continues to stand strong and unshaken through the tempest, for he built it wisely on the right foundation. But the one who has heard my teaching and does not obey it is like a man who builds his house without laying a foundation at all. When the storms and the floods rage against the house, it will immediately collapse and become a total loss. Which of these two builders will you be? This clearly lays out the need for us to listen and act on God's word if we want to be deeply rooted and have that firm foundation that will carry us through all situations. If we call him Lord and Master, as many of us do listening now, then we must follow and obey what he says and put into practice the words that we hear him say, the words that we read in our Bibles now. There's a freedom that comes from obeying his word. Psalm 119:44-48 tells us, I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame. I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. That's from the NIV. So it's telling us to delight in God's word, to meditate on his commands. I would say also to meditate on his every word, to learn to love it. It's again spending time in the Bible, asking Holy Spirit for guidance, asking for revelation, for wisdom, coming with that teachable, expectant heart. Establishing the firm foundation and having a teachable heart, listening and obeying the word of God as we've heard, is part of our Christian journey. I said at the beginning that we were made different from other living creatures. We were made for relationship. God wants to dwell in us in the form of Holy Spirit. And most of you will know that today is Pentecost Sunday, the day that God sent Holy Spirit to the apostles after Jesus ascended into heaven. Acts 2, 1-4 tells us, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be like tongues of fire and separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now the same Holy Spirit still lives in us today, guiding and living in us if we love the Lord. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told the apostles, I'm going to send you what my Father had promised. Stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And that's in Luke 24:49. Clothed with power on high. It's not a power that we're born with. It's a power that God blesses us with when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's a power that comes from allowing God to dwell in us and work through us. The power to pray in his name and see miracles. The power to know right from wrong. The power to know the voice of God. Holy Spirit is someone that helps us perceive God's ways and brings light and understanding into our lives. He will help us to pursue that teachable heart as we read in the scriptures. Help us to search with wisdom and reveal mysteries that God has hidden. He helps us to obey what we know is right and walk in the freedom that God intends us to walk in. That's an awful lot of stuff. So my encouragement for you today is that we would all listen, for you and myself, I should say, is that we would all listen to the words that God speaks, to the words that Jesus spoke and act upon them. That we should all read and search our Bibles more for revelation of hidden mysteries. That we should search and open our ears to hear and open our heart to receive what God is telling us. These words are just as relevant now as they were when Jesus sat amongst thousands of people and told his parables. Words have been written down for us to learn from today. And it's also my prayer that we should all allow Holy Spirit to dwell in us, that we should know God more and more and walk in the freedom that that brings. Thank you very much for this. I'm going to pray for you, us all, before we go. And actually, I ask you, if you haven't received Holy Spirit into your life, if you haven't had that revelation of Holy Spirit within you, and you'd like to know more of Holy Spirit today, then I ask you to just open your hands to receive more of him as I'm praying today. So, Father God, I thank you for all these people that are listening with ears to hear. I thank you for the words that you've allowed me to speak about you today. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal yourself more and more to all of us. I ask you to bring revelation, to bring truth into our lives, to bring knowledge and understanding that only you can show us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday all those years ago, but I thank you for sending Holy Spirit now. We come with open hearts to receive. We come with open hearts to hear, to know you more. Father God, I pray that you teach us and you lead us more and more into your love so that we may glorify your name here on earth as Jesus once did. And thank you in the loving name of our Father God. Amen.